Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck live from our KGGF studios along with Deborah Woodall on this Thursday morning. As normally in the 8 o'clock hour, we take our trip with a thin blue line around our local area police departments as we've got South Coffeyville Police Department Teresa Parrish in with us this morning. Teresa, good morning. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I like the way you said that we take our trip around the thin blue line. We don't trip over the thin blue line. We don't want to do that. But anyway, we have South Coffeyville Police Department's Teresa Parrish in studio with us this morning, and we've had Wade Lamb on a couple of times, and always like to catch up with what's going on with our neighboring communities on this particular program. And you are fairly new to the South Coffeyville Police Force.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Where'd you come from?
I'm actually born and raised here in Coffeyville and moved away for a couple of years, but come back. It's home. So got me a place in the country in South Coffeyville. Love it. Love the school. Love the community.
And what brought you into police work? Had you done that previously? Or
I had not. I actually, it was something that I had just prayed about, and the doors opened up. Yeah. And when all the doors opened, I had to go through, and it's something that is very rewarding throughout. I mean, not just physically, mentally, it's a rewarding career altogether.
Yeah, and I think some people, you know, they look at such jobs as maybe a funeral director, a police a department worker, wherever you work in that, and they see the negative aspects of it. But, you know, my mom was a funeral director, and she got a lot of joy of helping these families on their worst day of their lives, you know. And, you know, there is a sense of fulfillment when you find your place. So.
Yes, when you find your calling, and you know when you do, and it's always nice to enjoy what you do. So it's not like a job. You get up and you enjoy your day doing what you love to do, and it's not like going in and clocking in from a 8 to 5, 9 to 5 job dreading what you do.
Yeah,
and it is you know, it's so important because you are dealing with people. You know, sometimes people are in a good place when you encounter them, and sometimes they're in a very bad place when you have to have that exchange with them, and to have someone who's, you know, I was talking with, I believe it was Police Chief Quinn Bromley, and I were chatting one day, and not on the air, but he may not appreciate me saying this, but, you know, police officers go from one call to the next.
Yes.
And, you know, one call, you know, you can be, you know, on the verge of having to use force with someone. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, if even that, maybe you're dealing with a scared child. And you have to, you know, separate your emotions so that you new situation. But all that's building throughout the day, you know, and it is. It's not an easy thing to do. So it's good to have people who have a passion about that and who are able to, you know, kind of, you know, put things aside and deal with things one case at a time, kind of like we do here, one story at a time.
Yep.
It is, and it's all about people. I love people regardless. Everybody's got that closet door they don't want opened, or that time in their life that they don't want brought back to the surface. I have to treat people like I want to be treated, no matter the circumstance. You have to treat them with respect.
Yeah. And you're actually getting to step in as the school resource officer this year in South Coffeyville. And, you know, what a great place to get to make a difference, huh?
Yes, that's what probably reeled me in the most. I love kids. I want to make a difference. And I know I can't change the world by myself, but I can change the world one person at a time. And that, if I can touch a person a day in a positive way, I go home extremely satisfied.
And I think that attitude is a good aspect as well, is because in today's day and age, kids are getting such an interpretation of police officers in a negative aspect. And to surround them with someone that has that type of respect for the children and for the job of being a police officer as well, you know, trains them that you really are just another person. You're not there to get them in trouble. You're just doing your job. And you know, children nowadays, they have this interpretation with the media, social medias, TV, wherever, that police officers have a violent kind of aspect to them, and really, you're just another person.
That's true. And you hear people in the stores, out in the, you know, out just in everyday life say, you know, I'll have the police get you. And that agitates me to some point.
Yeah, they say that to their children.
You don't want to teach them that's bad, because one of these days we're going to be, you know, that person that they need to run to.
Yep.
We're going to be that good person that they need to run to. So I never like hearing parents or people scare them of the police.
Yeah, the whole, you know, you're in a store and you see a police officer. I bet Sam's parents did this to him because... I have a feeling Sam was an ornery little guy.
A little bit.
But, you know, they were like, Sam, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to have that police officer take you to jail. But, yeah. No, I'm sure your parents never said that. But, you know, parents do say that. And, you know, you do strike a fear and a bad connotation in your kids when you do that. And you know, as you're saying, there may be a day when I need you to run to me. Don't be scared of me. I'm here to help.
Yeah. And a lot of times I don't feel that it's intentional. You know, I think that they're trying to get their kid to behave. So I don't really think that they're thinking at that moment that they're actually scaring them of us. But kids are sponges, especially little kids. They're sponges, and they absorb everything. Even when you think they're not listening, they absorb it. And that's just something that sticks with them.
Yeah. So don't do that, parents. Let's do better. You know, what all will you be doing in your role as school resource officer, aside from, you know, obviously some of it is, you know, just building good community relationship with the school and the students. But what else will you be doing?
Yes, definitely. I'll fill in cafeteria help if they need, you know, or lunch duty. May step up and help out in a classroom, just different things. And then I'm at usually like the basketball games, football games, stuff like that. And then I'd like to get something in place and do like a active shooter scene, or, you know, active shooter scenario, or teaching at the school, you know, and just kind of make the school and the students knowledgeable, as if something like that were to happen. I mean, pray it never does, you know, Lord forbid, but it's just a day and time to where you just always, you can't get complacent.
Yeah, and like you said, it determines that person's day. They could be the one person one day and somebody completely different the next day, and we'd like to think that, you know, in our little corner down here, we're nestled away from all the violence.
Right.
But really, it can happen anywhere at any time.
And that is true.
Having that extra step of preparation, I think, is it's not going to hurt by any means. If anything, being less knowledgeable about it and having frantic and, you know, an uncontrolled kind of reaction, that was where probably the most damage should, you know, would hurt you in that kind of scenario.
Absolutely. Now, South Coffeyville PD, you guys are a small department, but you still have a cadet program for high school age students.
Yes. Yeah. Officer David Call, I think, is over that program. I know we've got a couple cadets. They come in, I don't know exactly like how many hours they can do a week or ride along, but they come in and they've got their cadet uniforms and they ride along with the officers in the evening, or, you know, and find out a little bit about it. And I think it's great. I think that at that age, if that's something that they want to get into, or to see if they want to get into, I think that's an amazing program.
Yeah. A great way to learn about the profession.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely.
Yes. Anything really hands
boots on the ground.
In my opinion, you know, just throw yourself in with the wolves, basically. And that's the best way I've ever been able to learn. I like the way that the country's education is kind of going with the STEM kind of programs and how they're hands on and their activities
yes.
and their types of their ride alongs or internships. There's volunteer and that, you know, the real world experience is what's going to make them decide, do I want to do this and what I don't? And if they don't want to be a police officer, then now you know. But if you really wanted to, and like you said, you know, it's your calling.
Right.
It is what it is. You were exposed to that and you have that option.
Yes. Hands on, I think, is just amazing. You can sit in a classroom and learn, and you can learn a lot of good information. And, you know, there'll be something that is said or done and you're like, oh, and it'll draw you back to what you learned. But hands on is absolutely the best training tool ever.
Yeah, I think, you know, a good balance, you know, so you can merge the two. So when you're in a situation, you can apply it to what you learned in the classroom.
Yes.
And when you're in the classroom, you understand the principle if you've encountered it. Right?
Yes, very much so.
So.
Very much so.
Very, very important. You know, special training is very important for all the departments around the area. And, you know, you mentioned the amount of time you spend at the Cleat Academy for down there at Ada, Oklahoma. So.
Yeah. Awesome adventure. I loved it. It was a long 16 weeks. Traveled, stayed in Ada during the week, come home on the weekends. But the training down there was, you know, for what they get to train you in 16 weeks, which, you know, isn't near what you're going to do in life, but they just lay the basic line down and was absolutely amazing. You got, you know, your firearms course, your legal block, your ethics, your defensive driving, defensive tactics. You know, it was, and you meet people from all over the state. Excuse me. There was, you know, I met officers from sheriff officers to chiefs to probation and parole, DOC. I mean, all over the state. So you've got family everywhere. And that's what it is at the end of the day. It's not just friends or, hey, oh, I met this person at Cleat. At the end of that, there may be some people, you know, you're just like, eh, I wasn't as close with them as I was somebody else. But you're all a family, and you've got their back as much as they've got yours.
Yeah, and I think the other part of that is that network that you're able to develop with those other officers is important, as we mentioned, because, you know, you guys in law enforcement go through stuff no one else goes through. You know, and it's good to have other friends that you can talk to about, you know, when you've had one of those days where you can just, you know, talk to someone who knows.
Yes, and they're a person that knows, but also isn't, like, in your area, so they don't know, you know, the actual scenario that you're dealing with. So they can relate in a lot of ways, but not right there on the same exact thing. And it is amazing because if you need help in a neighboring county, I mean, from western Oklahoma to southern to eastern, I mean, they come from all over.
Yeah, and you never know when you're going to have to, you know, the thing I see most often across counties is you'll have cases, you'll have jailbreaks, you'll have things like that where people have to be extradited back to another county.
Right.
And, you know, to have some contacts of people, you know, that's important.
Yeah, and all of our goal is at the end of the day, you know, is we have to, our families, they're in this a lot too, you know, and we have to make sure that we pay extra special attention to them. And then, of course, in law enforcement, we all want to go home at the end of the day.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Teresa Parrish with the South Coffeyville Police Department, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the Thin Blue Line.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Of course.
I'm Deborah Woodall. He's Sam Speck. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.